This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I can do what it says I can do. I can have what it says I can have. Today, I will be taught the word of faith. I boldly confess that my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, and I will never be the same. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, I forgot, but that's okay. Right at the very beginning when they already hit record, we forgot to make sure that we wave to everybody down our aisle and smile, make sure everybody's good. So why don't you just wave to everybody down your aisle? All right. And I mentioned the New Bern Bears, but I think most everybody in the area won their game. I think Havelock won their game, right? So New Bern won, Havelock won, West Craven won, Farmville won. Okay, all right, West Craven. We see you. Oh, I got to get to my lesson. The clock is on. White Oak, okay. Yeah, okay, all right. All right, Cowboys gonna win. Strength to overcome and obey God. Strength to overcome and obey God. Repeat after me, strength to overcome and obey God. A lot of times we hear people say that they need strength to make it, not understanding that it is not so much a physical strength that they need, but it is a supernatural strength that will strengthen every area of their lives, their faith, their family, their finances, their kids, when they obey God. And so I want to talk to you from the subject of strength to overcome and obey God. Strength, my definition from a spiritual perspective, is a persuasion from the recreated human spirit. That's your spirit after you have given your life to Christ. That's why we say recreated human spirit, that empowers the believer with courage and boldness to overcome and obey God. Now, remember, we are tripart beings. You are a spirit. You possess a soul. You live on the inside of a physical body, but your spirit is who you are. When you got saved, immediately your spirit became alive to God, and that is how God communicates his spirit with our spirit. And so it is imperative that we learn to function from our spirits and not our heads in order to live a supernatural life. See, most people, if they're not careful, they will let logic override what the Word of God says in our lives because if you listen with your head and not with your heart, if you're not careful, the Word of God can sound impossible. When he says, you can be the head and not the tail, but you're in a tough situation right now. Well, when he says you can be the lender and not the borrower and you owe a bunch of money right now, like if you listen with your head and not with your heart, in your head there's reason and it doesn't make sense. But to the degree I listen with my heart, you got it, and I receive the word of God by faith, it can start working in my life. And so that's what I really want to talk to you about today. Y'all know me. I'm a three-point preacher, and so I've got 3 points most Sundays anyways, and so we're going to jump right into our lesson. Everybody say number one. Point number one, Jesus is the producer of your strength. Jesus is the producer of your strength. So even though it's a persuasion from my spirit, my strength comes from Christ, all right? Philippians, let's have some proof text just to push that point. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do not some things, but what, class? All things through Christ, which strengthens me. So the writer is showing me it is Christ who strengthens me. He is the producer of my strength. I can do all things, not some things. I can overcome any adversity. I can overcome any trial. I can get through any tough season in life because Jesus is the producer of my strength, all right? Ephesians, the 6th chapter and the 10th verse, I just want to keep pushing it. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of what? His might. So there we go. So you have to understand that it comes from him, right? So watch this. So the strength that I need to overcome and obey God actually comes from God. You got it? And so I've got to understand, that's why it's important to have a relationship with God. That is why it's important to talk to him on a daily basis. That is why it's important to hear the word, because faith cometh by hearing. And hearing by And so it's important for me to understand that Jesus is the producer of my strength. I need him on the inside, all right? All right? 2 Corinthians, the 12th chapter, and the 7th verse. I'm just giving you a lot of proof text to push the point that Jesus is the producer of my strength. Paul says, unless I should be exalted above measure through an abundance of the revelations, there was given me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. Watch what he says. For this thing I besought the Lord, how often? Thrice, KJV style. NIV would have said three times, all right? That it might depart from me. And he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. Let me just pause right there and help you to understand that his grace is sufficient for you regardless of what you're going through. And I'm not making light of your situation. I just want you to understand that God is with you and God is greater. I want you to understand that God is with you and you cannot fail. I want you to understand that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. David says, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So if you're in a valley, don't stop. If you're in a valley, don't park. Don't camp. Come on, somebody. But just keep walking through because you are going to get through it because Jesus is the producer of your strength. Come on, somebody. And if it just takes, you know, you having enough strength to put one foot in front of another and you just keep doing that, taking it one day at a time, and God is going to get you through. Does that make sense? So he says, my grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength, I love this, is made his strength is made perfect in our weakness. So even if you're in a moment where you feel weak, you're not in a bad spot because his strength is made perfect in our weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I glorify in my infirmities. Here it is, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. So Jesus is the producer. I've given you three scriptures. Let everything be established by at least two or more witnesses, right? So we see that Jesus is the producer of our strength. Paul says the power of Christ, who is the producer of my strength, is on me to overcome any obstacles, to overcome any adversities and obey God. Because the enemy wants you, you know, to get stuck and not obey God, right? And so you have to understand, you got it, that Jesus is the producer of your strength. All right, everybody say number two. Number two, his purpose is to strengthen your heart. So Jesus is the producer of your strength. Watch this. And that's why you have to go to Jesus. A lot of times when we're weak, we're going to the wrong people and the wrong places when we need to go to Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our help. When we have to go to Jesus, he's the one that loves you. He's the one that died for you. He's the one that's never going to change his mind about you. He's the one that keeps you. You got it? So when you're going through something, you have to go to Jesus, all right? So he's the producer of our strength. And then number two, his purpose is to strengthen your heart or your inner man or your spirit. When you hear, when the Bible talks about the heart of man, it's talking about our spirit. It's not talking about our physical heart. It's talking about our actual spirit man, right? So so his purpose is to strengthen your heart. Psalms, the 27th chapter and the 14th verse. I'm just giving you more proof text. We just walking through the word. We just having Bible study on a Sunday morning, all right? All right. The writer says, let's put it up on the screen. What are those on the count of three? Give me those first four words. One, two, three. He says, wait on the Lord. Don't be in a rush. Don't be anxious for anything. But in everything, by prayer and supplication, we make our requests made known unto God. And the peace of God that surpasses all understanding guards our heart and mind through Christ Jesus, if I just wait on the Lord and don't get anxious. He says, so I want you to wait on him, but while you're waiting on him, I want you to be of good courage. If you wait on the Lord and be of good courage, he will strengthen your heart. And so that's the will of God. Jesus is the producer of my strength. His purpose is to strengthen my heart. He says, wait, I say, on the Lord. Now, how many know that waiting is not necessarily inactivity? Right? Because if you're not careful, you'll be like, oh man, pastor said, wait, you got it. I mean, I need a job, but man, I'm waiting. And, you know, bills going by, I'm waiting. It's been 3 weeks. I've been at the house waiting. No, waiting, got it, is not inactivity. You understand? I'm now working my faith. I'm coming up with a plan. I'm knocking on some doors. You got it? I'm looking at the classifieds. You understand what I'm saying? I'm planning. I'm confessing. You got it? Watch this, because patience is the ability to handle delay and remain in joy. So even though it has not happened yet, I still believe God. So my joy is up. My strength is up. Come on. My peace is up because Jesus is the producer of my strength. So my strength isn't based on where I am, but my strength is based on who he is. Does that make sense? And so I, watch this. While I'm waiting, it's not inactivity. It's I'm working, but it's not wearing me out. Does that make sense? Psalms 31 and 24 says, "Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord." And so that is the key, man. If I'll just keep my hope in Jesus, because he is a firm foundation. You got it? Too many people have their hope in the wrong thing, right? But keep your hope in Jesus and everything will work out. And you really have to have faith for what I'm teaching, all right? The Bible says that the just that we live by faith, all right? I don't want to get ahead of myself. Faith is a function of the human spirit. And so the Bible never taught us to believe with our heads. It always said that we should believe in our hearts. You got it? If you go through scripture, Mark 11, believe in your heart. You got it? Romans, when we give our hearts to Jesus, we have to confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. So faith is a function of the human spirit and not the head. We were never designed to believe with our heads. We were designed to believe with our hearts because in our head, logic tries to reason. You got it? But when we hear the word of God, the Bible says that if our hearts are right and it's good ground, we immediately receive it by faith with joy, right? And so we are working too hard from the head trying to figure it out when we should be flowing from the heart and just receive the promises of God by faith. So even if there's some turmoil going on in my life, man, I receive the peace of God by faith that surpasses all understanding. So it's possible to go through a challenging time and still have God's peace. I receive the healing virtue of Jesus flowing through my body from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. So even though there's a bad report from the doctor, and I'm not knocking the doctor, I appreciate the doctor, I'll take the medicine, I'll do the surgery, but ultimately I know that Jesus is my healer. He took 39 stripes, and by faith I receive my healing. Does that make sense? So you have to receive it by faith, all right? And so we said, number one, Jesus is the producer of your strength. Number two, we said that his purpose is to strengthen your heart. Everybody say number three? His plan is for you to live a supernatural life. His plan is for you to live a supernatural life. John 10 and 10 teaches us that the thief cometh not. I quoted it earlier. I'll quote it again. But for to steal, to kill, and to destroy, Jesus says, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. In the Amplified, it says, to the full till it overflows. Jesus came that we may, watch this, have life and have it more abundantly. And so, yes, he came, watch this, to die for our sins so we can make it to heaven. You got it? So that eternity belongs to us. But he wants us to live an amazing, overcoming, victorious life here on the earth. But you have to release faith that you're supposed to live an amazing, victorious, overcoming life. You got it? And that is why you have to flow from the heart and not the head. Because when you believe from your heart, it, watch this, it produces supernatural living. It produces supernatural. Lady LaConte and I, we've been living a supernatural life almost since the day we got married. We took God's word, we stood on God's word, we activated God's word, and we started. We don't try to add up or figure our lives out. It's like, man, God's supernatural. Same thing with this church. We don't try to figure it out. You understand? We don't even try to tally it all up. Man, God is just the supernatural is on this church, right? And so you have to understand that if it's on this church and you're part of this family, then it's on your life. You got to release faith so you can start walking in the supernatural. So this is why we must live by faith and act like the word is so in our lives, all right? You got it? Most of you all know my testimony. We didn't start the ministry until we were 30 years old, but years before that, we started businesses, and God just breathed on them and blew on our ministries. We made our first $1 million when we were 25, you got it, and those kind of things. And I'm not testifying to try to be proud. I'm saying look at what the Lord has done, right? Because you have to understand, you got to be around people, you got it, who the Bible says we follow those who through faith and patience have inherited the promises. I need to get around someone who's taken this word and seen it produce and work in their lives. Isn't that right? You got it. And so watch this, but that's what we want. We want it to be blessed. We want it to live the overcoming supernatural victorious life, and we want it to be blessed so we can be blessing to others. But watch this. We were supernaturally blessed before we became supernaturally blessed in manifestation. You become healed in your body by faith before your healing manifests in your body, because it first has to happen by faith. You have to hear the word. You have to receive the word. You got it? And this is why you have to understand your position in Christ. Let me take my time and really talk about that. 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, in the 16th verse. If you remember earlier in my ministry moment, I said you have to remember who you are and whose you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are the apple of his eye, the object of his affection. You got it? You are God's prized possession. So you have to know who you are, and you have to know whose you are, that you belong to him. All right? Nobody owns you. You belong to Jesus. Does that make sense? 1 Corinthians 3 and 16. Know ye not that ye are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of God dwelleth where, class? In where? In you. So he is in you. So the Spirit of God is in you. So Jesus is, you know, talking to his disciples, and he says, hey, I've got to go and die and go on the cross. And he says, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send you another comforter, the Holy Spirit. Not only is he going to be with you, Jesus says, he says, but he's going to be in you. So he is on the inside of you, the Spirit of God, leading you, guiding you, helping you, comforting you, strengthening you. He's in you. Watch this. And when you receive Jesus, you receive who he is, you got it, and everything that comes with him. So watch this. He is our strength. Isn't that right? So you're strengthened. He is our peace. So you got to know that peace is already on the inside of you. All right? Let me take you to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and the 1st verse. Let me take, before I get too excited, let me take you to Ephesians, the 2nd chapter and the 1st verse. All right? Paul's writing to the church at Ephesus, and watch what he says. And you he made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins. All right? Everybody say, in times past. So thank God, you got it, that we're not in times past. We've given our lives to Jesus. Now, if you have it in the room and online, just wait a few more minutes. We're going to give you the opportunity in a few minutes, all right? In which you once walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. Talking about Satan, you got it? But you don't belong to him. You belong to Jesus. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as others. I love verse 4. Put verse 4 up. Those first two words are what, class?
But God.
What are they?
But God.
But God. I was in trouble, but God. My children were in trouble, but God. I got a bad report from the doctor, but God. I was a little bit low on money, but God. I didn't know how I was going to pay my bills, but God. Everybody in the room has some but God testimonies in their lives. Am I right? Yeah. And he says, oh, God, I love this. But God, who is, what's that next word? Rich. He's rich in mercy. Don't get caught up in the word rich. The word rich just means abundantly supplied. That just means that he has more than enough. He's got enough for him, he's got enough for you, and he's got enough for somebody else. You got it? The Bible says that he is rich in mercy. He is so rich in mercy that every day you wake up not only to a brand new day, but brand new mercies. So even if you use up all of today's mercy, it's okay, because when you wake up tomorrow, he gives you brand new mercy. And that might not be a lot for you, but I thank God for brand new mercies. You got it. In case I missed the mark, in case I had an attitude, come on, somebody. In case I'm at the light and it turns green and the person behind me is blowing on the horn, I'm like, what's the matter with you? When I should have said, God bless you. You got, just in case I mess up, thank God he is rich in mercy. My God. And we all have a testimony about him being rich in mercy in our lives. We might not want to talk about it. We might not want to tell anybody what we've gone through. We might not want anybody to know what we've done. There's some things that in our past that we've got in a closet with about 3 deadbolts, and we got an armored guard on it saying, if anybody ever try to get into the door of my past, you got it. One shot, one kill, don't waste bullets. You understand what I'm saying? Because we've all got a past, but God, who is rich in mercy, man, he's rich in mercy. Because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, he made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Watch verse 6. Watch verse 6. And raised us up together. Matter of fact, come here, Chandler. Come here, Joe. Get my chair. Get one of my chairs. So he's rich in mercy. Huh. Y'all stay up here with me. Y'all just stay right behind this chair. So we gonna put it right here. Where's the, here, let me see. I normally have it as low as I can have it. You know, my legs are so long. What y'all laughing at? Right. Let me see. Oh. So I was dead in my trespasses down here. I came to the knowledge of Jesus. All I did was give my life to Jesus and say, Father, forgive me of my sins. Wash me and cleanse me in the blood of the Lamb. That's all I did. Jesus did the hard work. We overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And when I did that, something supernatural happened. Immediately, my spirit became alive to God. And the Bible says in verse 6, and he raised me up together. So I'm not down here no more. I'm now up here. The problem is, oh man, when my spirit becomes alive to God, watch this, my mind has to be renewed. The Bible says that I have to, watch this, be changed or transformed by the renewing of your mind. So what we don't understand is sometimes we're saved, and watch this, even though our spirit's up here, watch this now, our minds are down here. So I renew my mind, watch this, with information and saturation. Information is the word of God. Saturation is to hear it over and over and over. And so when I keep hearing that I have been made alive with Christ, that I am a new creature, that all things are passed away, that behold, all things become new, I have been raised up with him. And I've been seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so now when I receive Jesus, I receive everything he is and everything he has. So watch this. When I need peace, I don't need to go down and look for peace, because now I'm too low. He says, don't go down. Watch this. But watch this. But stay up. And don't go looking for it. Because it's already in you, just receive it by faith. So now, when there's turmoil, I got a call, I got a text, they at the house fussing, it's a bunch of crazy stuff going on. If I got to go to the bathroom and close the door and say, Father, I thank you for the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that is guarding my heart and mind through Christ, I bind the hand of the enemy and everything that's not like God that's trying to attack my devil, take your hands off of my family, take it off of my finances, take it off of my business, take it off of my job, because I have been seated in heavenly places in Christ. Christ Jesus. I'm not going down. I'm already up. Does that make sense? All right. So something happens, you got it, and the money gets funny. I am not supposed to go down the low level of thinking. Come on, somebody. Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. While on others thou art passing. You don't have to make a special trip, but just please don't pass me by. Lord, just please come see about me. You got it? No. You got to understand, you're thinking too low. Because he has already raised me up. And I'm already seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. You got it? And so I've got to understand that I don't need to do that. On break at the job, I go and get into the car. I turn on some worship music or I turn on the word and say, Father, I thank you that you are Jehovah Jireh, the Lord that provides. And I am your son, or I am your daughter, I am your child. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus that you are supplying all my needs and even above my needs. Father, you are to according to your riches and glory, by Christ. So I command every bill to be paid. I'm calling money from the north, the south, the east, and the west. So, so he was good till he said that. Either you're going to believe for increase or you're not. Come on, somebody. Got it? You got it? And so you got it. But you have to understand that the need supplier already lives on the inside of you. But not only does he want to supply your need, he wants to give you what you want. But if my thinking is always low, if I can just pay the light bill, Lord, I'd just be happy if I can just pay, No. I'm up here. I know who I am. I know whose I am. The silver is his. The gold is his. The cattle on 1,000 hills are. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell within. So whatever I need, peace, joy, increase, healing, it all belongs to me as long as I stay up and I don't get low. Thank y'all. Give them a big hand. Everybody say, don't go low. Yeah, don't go low. Don't go low. So, oh man. Okay, I got 2 minutes and 30 seconds. I'm doing good. Which way do I go? Which way do I go? Up. You got it. Oh my God, you got it. You got it. So once we get saved, we get adopted into the family of God, and we are brought up or raised up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And that's why the writer says, let the weak say I'm strong. Let the poor say I'm rich. Right? And so you just have to release your faith, got it, for the promises and just obey God. This has to be a conviction and not just something you understand. Because don't judge me till you hear everything I got to say. But understanding of the word of God alone does not produce results. Faith without works is dead being alone. I can confess the windows of heaven blessings, but if I don't have strength to obey God and give the tithe or the first part, I won't see the manifestation of the promises of God in my life. It's my conviction that will cause me to step out and obey God and get results. So it's not understanding, but conviction. Everybody say, not understanding, but conviction. See, understanding is head knowledge. Conviction is heart knowledge. So there's a story. They had a reunion at Big Mama's house. Y'all know who Big Mama is, right? And so they had a family reunion at Big Mama's house. And so what happened was there was one of the grandbabies. You know, she's in her early 20s, and she's becoming a professional singer. And so she's going through everything to become a professional singer. And the mama says, "Sing for him, baby. Sing for him. Sing Amazing Grace." And so she sang Amazing Grace. And man, her pitch was on point, and her tone was right. And everything was, you know, and she was very proper when she sang it. You understand what I'm saying? And she did a great job. You got it? But then somebody said, Big Mama, you sing Amazing Grace, Big Mama. And so now Big Mama, Big Mama's in her 70s. You got it? But Big Mama has been through some things in life. She's been through some tough times. And she's been through some tough seasons in her life. And she's seen a lot of things. So when she sang it a little bit different. She wasn't as proper. You understand? And she didn't have the tone and she didn't have the pitch. But when she sang Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound. That saved a wretch like me. I once was lost. Something shifted in the living room. Because the young girl sang it with understanding, but the mama sang it with conviction. Oh, my God. One sang from her head while the other sang from her heart. You can't believe God with your head only. You got to start believing God with your heart, that he is a miracle worker, that he is a way maker, that he is a promise keeper. That he's not a man that should lie, nor the son of man. If he said it, he's going to do it. And if he spoke it, he's going to bring it to pass in my life. It's the conviction that makes the difference. Everybody say conviction. When you have a conviction on tithing, when you have a conviction on walking in divine healing, when you have a conviction that you are supposed to live a good life, when you have a conviction, then you start, watch this, walking and talking and acting like the word is so in your life. So weapons may form, but they will not prosper. You might bend because you have a conviction to walk in strength that comes from God, to overcome every adversity and to obey God. I am out of time. Can you give the Lord a hand? Praise all over the building. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. I just need 2 or 3 minutes of your time. Believers praying all over the building. A few people have to leave, and so if you see some people getting up, that means that they have to just go get in place for the end of service. Father, we thank you for the harvest and that none of the harvest is lost in Jesus' name. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed and believers are praying all over the building, maybe you're here today and you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. I talked about that strength. Well, that strength comes from Jesus. He's the producer of our strength. And the only way to get that strength is to have Jesus on the inside of you. The Bible teaches us in Romans 10 and 9 that if we will just confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, that we shall be saved. It goes on to say, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, but with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And that just means that you have to believe that God sent his only son, Jesus, to die for you and that you need him in your life to the degree that you're willing to repent of your sins. That word repent is not a hard word. It's actually an easy word. It means that I was on the wrong road, making wrong choices, doing the wrong thing. But I came to the knowledge of his love and I decided to repent or watch this, or make a U-turn and start heading in the right direction. The Bible says that every man that comes to Christ, he's a new creature, that old things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. Maybe you're in the room and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. Maybe you're online and you need to rededicate your life to the Lord. I want you to know God loves you. He's not mad at you. He's not upset with you, but I believe he's knocking on the door of your heart today. Maybe you're a Christian and you just need to repent about something. As Christians, we make mistakes. Sometimes we fall short. We have bad days. We say things we shouldn't say. We do things that we shouldn't do. 1 John 1 and 9 says that if we'll just confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us for all of our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So repentance doesn't put us at the back of the line. It just puts us back in line. Maybe you're looking for a good church home. I believe the church you go to and the words you hear makes a difference. I believe the type of life you live is based on the kind of church you go to, and that is in no way a competitive statement. It just means that you have to be in an environment of faith where you're hearing the word of God that will produce your faith to help you overcome every obstacle so you can live a victorious life. And I want you to know, even if you're not currently, it is the will of God for you to live an overcoming, victorious life in every area of life, in your marriage, with your children, in your finance. That's just God's will for your life. And to the degree that you release faith for it and start walking in it, you'll see his super on your natural. And so for any of our appeals today, I talked about that connection card a little bit earlier. And so we're going to pray. But before we pray, if you're going to give your life to Jesus, I need you to fill out the connection card in the room or online. If you're going to rededicate your life to Jesus, I want you to fill out this card. If you're going to join this amazing church, I need you to fill out this card. And you say, well, Pastor, what do I do with the card? If you're a first-time friend, take it to the first-time friend's table. If not, then there's several ways to turn it in. You can give it to the ushers on the way out. You can turn it into guest services. If you want to drop by the first-time friends and hand it to them, that's okay. But just make sure that you seal the deal. Nothing crazy is going to happen. We're not going to show up at your house or anything. But we need to know that our church is making a difference. You'll probably receive an email from us, and that's probably about the most that'll happen unless you join. We'll probably give you a call. But other than that, we want to connect with you. And so if you're in this room and you say, that's me, Pastor, I'm not saved, but I need to be. Or Pastor, I need to rededicate my life. Or Pastor, I'm a Christian that just needs to repent. I want you to pray this prayer with me. And here's the great part about it. We are going to pray this prayer together with you because we understand that it'll help you make this prayer. And so I want everyone to repeat after me. Say, Father, I come to you asking you to forgive me for sinning against you, a holy God. I know Jesus died and shed his blood just for me. Jesus, come into my heart, be my Lord, be my Savior, and from this day forward, I'll serve you. Now, Satan, I denounce you and every evil work. You have nothing to do with me. I have nothing to do with you. Jesus is my Savior. He's my Lord, and I'll always serve him. Father, we thank you for what you've done. We seal it now to the day of redemption. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Give the Lord a big hand praise in the room.